Between Super Tuesday results, President Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow night, and House Speaker Mike Johnson coming to Fort Wayne, there is a lot to discuss this morning with Congressman Jim Banks. So let's get right to it. He's joining us live. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, glad you're here. Right off the bat, were you surprised at all by the results from Super Tuesday?
Not really. I mean, the writing's been on the wall that Donald Trump is the inevitable Republican nominee, and he had a really good night. You know, I endorsed him now over a year ago, and I feel better about that endorsement than I ever have. He was a great president. He's almost nearly sweeping the primary field. I know he missed Vermont and Washington, D.C., but we'll just say that he swept all of the states that matter, 99% almost all of the states that he needs to win to be the Republican nominee. And you know, we know the Democrats are stuck with Joe Biden, and that's why because of Donald Trump's strength and the national following that he has, and just how pathetic and bad Joe Biden has been as a president. That's why I feel really good about Donald Trump winning on Election Day in November.
Speaking of Donald Trump and speaking of surprises, did the ruling earlier this week from SCOTUS regarding individual states being unable to disqualify national candidates from the ballot, a.k.a., you know, Donald Trump from the ballot, did that ruling surprise you at all? I mean, we've had all nine of the justices voting unanimously on this decision.
Yeah, I mean, pretty incredible. Nine to zero decision, that doesn't happen very often. So that does surprise me, because you have a few very radical left-wing justices, and even they agree that the radical liberals in Colorado and other states that are trying to take Donald Trump off the ballot are wrong. And you know, 9-0 decision says a lot. I don't think it affects the primary or the election other than for legal reasons, but it just goes to show that they're going to do anything that they can to destroy Donald Trump to try to prevent him from taking the White House. We already know that, but their strategy in this case was the lawfare strategy, like to take him out legally. Now they're trying to destroy him. It's not going to work. It's only made him stronger. And last night was a good showing of what I mean by that.
Okay, so rumor has it, on a completely unrelated note, rumor has it you sent a letter to the president earlier this week asking him to publicly acknowledge the brutal murder of 22-year-old Laken Riley at Thursday's State of the Union address. What all did you say in that letter, and have you received any kind of a response?
I'm not holding my breath. I'm not going to hold my breath tomorrow night when I sit through the State of the Union speech, Kayla, but you can't look at the news these days almost every single day without seeing a story about a violent crime by an illegal immigrant that's come over the border since Joe Biden opened the border wide open. And the Laken Riley case situation is just heartbreaking. I mean, as a dad of girls, I mean, I can't imagine the family going through that and knowing that the death of their daughter was completely preventable. The death of their daughter by an illegal that came over the border, that Joe Biden is complicit in allowing that to happen. So, yes, he should say her name. I wrote him a letter and said, say her name, give her the respect that she deserves, and address this larger issue, the wide open border. It's your fault, and you're not doing anything to stop it. And I think the least he could do is say her name out loud and show some respect for her family.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. Unfortunately, I'm not holding my breath for that to happen tomorrow night either. On a completely lighter note, Congressman, I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure you have, that House Speaker Mike Johnson will be this year's keynote speaker at the Lincoln Day Dinner here in Fort Wayne coming up on April 26th. What do you think Speaker Johnson will bring to the table when he comes to the fort?
Well, first of all, I've been to Lincoln Day dinners all over the state, 92 counties. I'm out campaigning all over the state. There's nothing better than a Allen County Republican Lincoln Day led by Chairman Steve Shine. It's the best Lincoln Day that you can go to. And thanks to our friend Bill Bean, who's, you know, because of him, we've had, ever since I've been in Congress, we've had all of the Republican speakers come to town. And it was his invitation that's bringing Speaker Mike Johnson to town. So it's a big deal for Allen County Republicans, the Speaker of the House. And, you know, he's been He's been on the job a short period of time, obviously a rocky road, a two-seat Republican majority. He's held firm on blocking billions of dollars more to go to Ukraine to bankrupt our country, to help another country, and I'm glad about that. A lot of other issues I'm sure that he'll talk about, too, but a really big deal for our region, and I'm glad that Steve Shine and Bill Bean are bringing such a significant Republican figure to town once again.
Yeah, you and me both. Really quick, Congressman, will you be at this year's Lincoln Day dinner here in Allen County?
I wouldn't miss it. Steve Shine puts on the best show in the business, and it's a great time to be with other Republicans in Fort Wayne. And as I'm campaigning around the state, there's nothing better than being at home.
Well, I will see you there. I will be there as well. Congressman, in the meantime, we'll chit-chat with you 1 week from today.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too. That's Congressman Jim Banks joining us live here on WoWo. If you would like to be at the Lincoln Day dinner, again, Friday, April 26th, you can buy your ticket online at AllenCountyGOP.com. Coming up, Mike Wilson. He's got the top three things you need to know straight ahead here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.